Hello, David.
Hello, Lisa.
Today it's a new me. I'm writing a new journal, and it's going to be that I'm a sex goddess with an insatiable appetite.
Really?
Well, I'm not a spinster I am a lunatic, but that applies too. All right, I've got to stop that accent because I can't.
The accent in this movie. Oh my goodness.
Yes, I can't maintain it, but I think I
Well,
did an okay job.
neither can Renée Zellweger.
Oh, it's funny because she copped a lot of shit for the fact that she was an American actress doing this. Anyway,
Yeah.
back where this is Scriptical, you've obviously clicked on the link so you can listen to us, and we're talking about Bridget Jones's diary. You have to say it in a British accent. Bridget Jones's diary, mate.
Yeah, look. All
Yeah.
right, we could talk about the Englishness of this. This is a
Yes.
very London English, very,
Yes.
they
Yes.
all sound very proper.
Right. And
No,
apparently.
it's like Billy Idol. Right!
Right.
They don't sound like they're
No,
from anywhere
they
else.
sound proper poncy
They're
English.
quite, and
London.
I feel like if you ask an American to do an English accent,
Yes.
you might get one of three. And this is one of them.
Yes. But I
This
think this
is
is
the
what they were
pretentious
going
one.
for.
Yeah, they're going to the pretentious people.
Agree. Now, this, to jump the gun and to go into a quick trivia, the casting choice of Bridget was heavily ridiculed because the people, they read the novel and they were really upset by
This is
the.
based on a novel?
It is.
Oh my.
Which copied a novel itself. It's got basically, she wrote this novel
Yeah.
copying from fucking Pride and Prejudice.
Of course she did.
Yeah.
That's why his name's Mr. Darcy. Yeah,
Yeah.
so
And there's apparently like a lot of scenes that happen, like the bit where Daniel falls in the water is
yes.
in like another scene.
Yes.
It's
Yeah.
all pretty
It's
much the same, where he's talking to his mother within earshot of Bridget about Bridget,
Yeah.
all from
Oh yeah.
Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah, this is
So
so
it's like it's
Austen.
so it's trying to be a modern
It's
Pride and
trying to be
Prejudice,
Jane Austen.
basically.
That's what it is.
Yes. So yeah, a lot of people, but then as soon as they got lots of accolades and stuff, they shut up. They agreed
Yeah.
that she did a good job because she got nominated for
Okay,
Oscars and stuff.
we're not English, all right? So we
No.
don't know how good this accent
No.
is. And
I forget about it.
to me it sounds okay, but I know she's American.
For me, I overlook that and I'm lost. I'm past it. Maybe it's just
Yeah.
me. I get lost in it.
I
So
don't
I think it works
know.
if I get lost in it.
I just think that the accent that Bridget Jones has makes me not like her as much
Oh, okay.
because I
That's
feel
too
like she's
upper
rich. She's a
class.
rich bitch.
Yes, but she shouldn't be.
She looks down and out all the time, but she's rich.
Yeah.
That's why she has that accent.
Yeah.
Now, maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe people who aren't rich have that accent, but it feels like that's a very Cambridge, Oxford,
Yes.
like high society
Yes.
accent.
Yeah.
And the fact that she has that, I mean, you can tell that's the way she is because her parents hang out with the Darcys
Yes.
and they go to,
I
all
don't know
these
where
events
her
and
parents
things.
live, but it's not far out of London.
No,
I imagine they're just off to the side of it.
yeah, I no idea, but I feel like that's the part that I don't know, I just maybe I've just got this because we're more, not higher class. We're not like the higher class Australians, are we?
No,
Like
we're
we don't really
not.
have that in Australia. There's not much of that. But I feel like that we're
Is
like
there
we're
a
from
high
Western
class
Sydney,
Australian
mate.
accent? Yeah, but we don't talk like that either.
Yeah, we don't talk like that, mate.
No, we don't. Not even Bogans talk that way.
I have a Western Sydney accent.
Do we have it? Are we not upper class? Do we not? What's an upper class Australian accent then? Do
Oh,
me an
like,
upper class Australian accent.
oh Jesus, I don't know if I can do one.
Is there one though? I didn't know there was
Oh no,
one.
there is.
Oh,
They sound
okay.
English.
Right.
You know, the ones who sound
Oh,
English?
so if I talked a bit proper like this, I wouldn't
Yeah.
be as Australian.
No, you're
Australian.
still Australian. Look, I think there's certain areas of the
It sounds
Sydney
a bit
we
more
live
British.
in
Okay,
where
fair
they
enough.
sound a little bit more British and a little bit more
I've honestly not
pompous.
considered it, so.
Oh, we see that go as many places as I
No, you do.
do.
I know. I know.
So I know
I know.
these.
Well, I have frequented Mossman once or twice, and I know how the
Yes.
people of Mossman talk.
That's exactly what I'm talking
Okay,
about.
I
The Mossman
understand
accent.
the
The
Mossman
Mossman
accent.
accent and the Vaucluse
Oh,
accent.
Vaucluse. Well, they
Vaucluse.
talk like they have money.
Because they do.
Yes. But you don't need to talk like you do.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like
I have to
Bridget
say,
Jones
like
has that accent.
we're not suffering
No,
financially,
we're not.
but we don't talk like it. That was the dog
The
grumbling, I
dog
think.
grumbled. I don't know
Oh,
if
so
you
was
can
that
hear
or
that
thunder?
now. No, it's a dog.
That's okay.
For Christmas,
She deflated
I got a new microphone set up
from Santa.
from Santa, from
Yes.
Lisa Santa.
Yes.
And it was, and you said to me, oh, here, you can do it because I know that you can plug it into the phone. It's got a little USB-C thing.
Because David did an episode of his football podcast with some mates from work, and they just used his phone. He just used the laptop.
I used the laptop.
And it was terrible quality.
Yeah, it was all echoey because of the room.
I couldn't actually listen to it. I wanted to listen to that episode, but I couldn't continue.
But this is lapel mics. Yeah, this is two lapel mics. So now, hopefully the quality is a heap better than it was with just the normal, because we had a stand-up microphone.
Yes, which was a good quality microphone, but yeah, now we're profesh because we have lapel mics.
Well, I've got lapel mics now. We can go on TV like we always do.
Talking to the microphone.
Yes, exactly right. So let's past my...
this podcast.
Yeah, let's get past my feelings of,
David,
of richness against
David, I'm
porn.
Lisa. This is Scriptical.
Yeah.
Jane Starry. I covered that. 2001.
What? 2001? I couldn't tell by the playlist that was happening in the background.
Also, the fact that he pulls out a Nokia...
Yes.
5110.
Yes.
It was a 3210.
It was a 3210.
Apologies.
He was changing the phone covers on his 3210.
That's right. Whilst at that time, we had just got... ourselves a 5110.
Yes,
microphone.
Exactly. Because that was like high class.
Well, we were a step behind. We got the old quality phone, but the
once
3210
again,
was the
shows
most modern
us that,
phone.
So her friends, okay?
Yeah.
One of her friends is a former pop star who's made all his money already.
Which is ironic because Hugh Grant's in this movie in another role that he plays.
The musical lyrics.
Yeah.
So you got those two. I don't know what the other two do, but she's a rich bitch.
Yeah,
we
they
all
work
this.
In some sort of industry, whether it's, they, you know what I mean?
She's an investment banker, one of her friends.
Yes.
Anyway, let's move on from my prejudice, my pride.
We'll start with
prejudice.
The budget. The budget for this movie was $25 million.
Yep.
Do you want to go for box office for me?
Oh, Jesus.
It's the worldwide figures.
$450,000.
No, that's a bit high.
Okay.
You'd be generous. $282 million.
Oh, okay.
Worldwide.
Not too bad.
Did better in America than it did in England, surprisingly. Not surprising. I'm not. They said it's surprising that it did better in England than it. Sorry, better than in the US than the UK. I'm not surprised.
I feel like this movie.
Because Americans are going to take this and not know the whole Jane Austen's book side of it.
Oh,
whereas
some
Americans
of them will.
Are going to be.
Yeah.
Some of them will, but mostly British people are going to be like, no, you'd have to have a British person to do a British novel.
I feel like they're thinking by saying surprisingly, because it's a very British movie.
Yeah.
Very, very British, right?
Yeah, I know.
And it kind of goes in the... I mean, I know that it came after that, but there's all those other movies that, like What's Her Name is in.
Yes.
Like the Valentine's Day ones.
Yes,
and
Love Actually.
Love Actually's and all those sort of ones, right?
Yeah.
Actually, Valentine's Day is American one, but there's that kind
Love Actually, Four Weddings and a Funeral, all those romance.
Yes. And you feel like they would do better in England, but I think America eats that shit up.
They tend to, where the reverse does not seem to happen.
No, I don't think Americans...
Because from what we've watched from Pointless,
yes,
one of
Pointless
our favourite
UK.
Game shows,
yep.
You ask them an American movie question, they don't know, fuck. They don't know anything about these movies or the actors and actresses in them.
There's a weird... Okay, so there's this weird thing, right?
Because
so
I excel in those rounds.
There's the US films, there's the UK films, and then there's Australian films, right?
Yeah.
So for Australians, we kind of consume both, but I feel like American stuff is more our stuff, right?
Yes.
Like UK stuff, yes, sure, but you've got to really get into it.
More displayed when you come to TV shows. We
will
eat up the
TV
American
shows.
TV shows. We will have the Australian TV shows. I have to say, I'm not real big on the British TV shows. I know nothing about.
You don't know Shortland Street? No, Shortland Street's New Zealander, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no, you're thinking about.
Emmerdale.
Yeah, Carnations.
Coronation Street.
Sorry, that's a milk, not a street.
Coronation Street. Yeah, like if you talk about soap operas.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Or just their regular TV shows. Although we used to,
but
back
movies,
in my...
American movies do translate to England, but I got to feel like it's more niche. There's less English people who would... Like, I feel like they would know their own movies more. But if you ask Australians would hardly even know an Australian movie most of the time.
Mm.
But we American movies definitely, and English movies to a lesser extent.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. The British, especially if it's like Hollywood movie, it has to be a big Hollywood movie. Like the lower ones, they're probably, unless you're a film buff, you're not going to know them.
No.
Anyway, I don't know. Look, maybe I'm wrong about that. But you just, from Pointless, you feel like that's the way because. We kick their ass.
Yeah.
When it goes on Pointless and it's asking anything about American culture, it's like, seems like they don't know anything.
Yeah.
And you're like, in Australia, we know so much.
Yeah.
Because we basically just consume their stuff.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Okay, so the cast for this movie, or the star.
Oh, the star. I love the star.
The staff. So, yep. Of course, you've got Renee Zellweger. We mentioned her.
What? Renee Zellweger is in this?
I know. Her
is
mom...
she playing an American? Because I just don't know anyone else. Like, there's only one American character, and it's not her. I wonder who she is. Anyway, keep going.
I'll let you go on that. Gemma Jones plays her mum, ironically, yep. As one of the trivia facts said,
what?
Has the last name as her character.
Has the last name, which is the second most common English last name,
yep.
After Smith.
Yep. Jim Broadbent is the dad.
Yep.
Celia Imrie is Una, or like the unbiological aunt.
Oh, yes. Okay.
James Faulkner is the Uncle Minkle of the...
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, Uncle Minkle.
I tell you, I can.
Oh, you can relate to an uncle. Although he actually was your uncle.
He was my auntie's husband.
Yeah, but
so
still
not
was
blood related to me.
Your uncle.
So yeah. No, not actually my uncle, but married to my auntie.
This guy wasn't even.
No, they're just a family friend.
It's a family friend.
They insisted she called him Uncle Jeffrey.
Ugh. And then groped her.
So wrong. Yeah, everyone's got one of those uncles. I think. I feel don't. Like. I hope you don't. No, but then you wouldn't have got cracked on. Maybe I should ask your sister if there was an uncle that touched
did,
her
actually.
In a weird way.
Yeah.
Not meaning to, but sometimes just
okay,
doing
let's
that.
Let's not get into that.
Yeah,
territory.
No, that's weird. All right. Natasha, the American fiance, is...
Is she American?
Well, no, plays the American. I don't think she is American. What?
Is she playing American? I think she's...
Yeah, she's from New York. Oh, no, but she's British. That's
no,
right.
She's British. She's not
that's
from...
That's right.
She's not
talks
American.
About going from... Yeah,
yeah
that's right.
Because she wants...
Sorry, I got a vibe that she was American.
I think you're getting her confused with the one that Daniel is...
Oh, maybe that's
with.
What it is. Yes. But she does have a vibe that she's better than everybody else, so that's why I got a vibe that she's American.
Fair enough.
And I can only base this on experience that I've had with Americans whilst here in Australia.
Yeah, fair enough.
So it's not my fault. Just blame the people
okay,
I've dealt
keep
with.
Going. Who is
her
she?
Name is M. Beth Davids.
M. Beth.
Yeah, M. Beth, and her last name is David TZ.
Okay.
Isn't that weird?
It's a strange
name. She has
name.
A son called it David. It's David David.
Okay.
I just thought it was strange and had to M. point Beth. That out.
M. Beth sounds like something Hanson sung in the 90s.
M. Beth. M. Beth. Okay. Colin Firth, as we all know, plays...
Colin Firth is in this.
Darcy Darcy.
He plays Mr. Mark Darcy.
He plays Darcy Darcy. Hugh Grant is Daniel. And her friends are played by Shirley Henderson.
Yep.
Sally Phillips.
Yep. Sally Phillips is the blonde one.
Yep. And James Cullis.
Yep. Who's the
Sally Phillips is apparently a very big religious person.
Uh-huh.
And got in trouble... from playing this role who's someone who swears and drinks and is disgusting. But she just had to explain to him, like, I've got to play all characters.
She's got a lot of stuff. English people, like, in Australia, we wouldn't know her very well.
No, but she's
but in English stuff, she's in so much
she
stuff.
She plays a lot with the Shaun of the Dead dudes too, doesn't she? I feel like I've seen her in one of their movies.
I think
movies.
She is in some stuff. She's in, do you remember, what show is it? Was it Green Wing she was in?
Yes, Green Wing.
But she's the
yes,
friend?
I loved her in Green Wing.
Yeah, she's really good.
Yes.
And she always plays a very similar character.
Yeah, yeah. She's
always
the, and she's the honest really, best friend,
yeah,
a bit crass.
But very crass.
Yeah.
Which is really funny you said she has to apologise for it because
yeah.
That's where she always plays
yeah, she
that.
Just, yeah, it works for her and she plays it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking of stuff that happened after this.
Yeah. It's quite funny that I bring this up because at Christmas I had a... not an altercation, but a very frank conversation with our 15-year-old.
Yeah.
About the fact that I'm too much and I need to pipe it down.
Well, she said you're too much.
Yeah. Yeah. Like we had, like it was, she was trying to.
She's not supposed to tell you that. We've had discussions in the family.
Look, I know.
You're not supposed to tell mum.
I know that. And and this conversation was within earshot of your mum and basically in the same room as your sister.
Uh-huh.
And I just.
So she, Mr. Darcy'd you.
Yeah, kind of. I just don't. And I'm like, but it's okay when you make those inappropriate jokes. She goes, yeah, because I'm joking when I do it. And I'm like, I am too. She goes, yeah, but you mean them. And I went, no, I don't. It's just a joke. And I proceeded to like going, am I mean? Am I hurting anyone? Because that's not what I'm doing. And I was just like, but it was also a performance I was putting on to show everyone else that I'm a smart person.
Yeah.
I make rude jokes because it's funny. No other reason other than the fact that it's funny.
Okay, Sally.
It is. Anyway, I just thought it was funny as well. And Neil Pearson is her boss, which doesn't have a huge role in this particular movie, but he's big in the,
oh,
in the following
TV
branches.
Show boss.
Yeah, the whatever British TV show that he joins.
Yeah.
Okay, so a bit of trivia.
Sit up, Britain.
Yeah, that's
stand
it.
Stand up, Britain. Sit up, Britain.
Yeah, stand up, sit up. Stand up for your rights. So for the role, she gained 25 pounds, which is...
So all this pounds talk, I had no idea what she was talking about.
So when I lost 45 kilos, that was equivalent to the 100 pounds. So a quarter of 45 kilos is...
Yeah, it's like
10. 10 kilos.
Yeah.
Which isn't a lot. And she worked at a British publishing company for a month. Spoke in the accent the whole time, wasn't recognised. She kept a photo of her then-boyfriend, Jim Carrey,
mm-hmm.
on her desk,
mm-hmm.
but no one had the gall to really bring it up with her as to why Jim Carrey was on her desk, because they're so British. No one would ask the question.
So she was going with Jim Carrey?
Correct.
Oh, is that from Me, Myself, and Irene?
Possibly. I have to check
that's
what
after.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's after. So they must have dated somewhere along the line for that.
Interesting. Okay.
Right? I thought it was too. That's why I mentioned it.
Sorry,
no. This is the first movie franchise directed exclusively by women female directors.
Mm-hmm.
The casting choice of Bridget was heavily ridiculed, like I said.
Yeah.
The novel was based on Pride and Prejudice. Toni Collette was actually offered the role,
mm-hmm.
but she had to turn it down due to Broadway commitments. So this well could have landed in the lap of Toni Collette had she not gotten Broadway.
Now, here's the thing, right? Toni Collette.
I reckon it's based on bloody, what do you call her?
Muriel.
Muriel's Wedding.
Toni Collette.
It turned down.
Hadn't.
Sad woman.
She has gone on to do so many things.
She has.
Right? And she is really, really good. And she's, like, I don't think
this movie would have not tarnished her career, but changed the trajectory of where she went in her roles.
I think it could have, because she took a lot of really tough roles after this.
Mm.
She might
stuff
have still
that were
done
off-center.
Them. Yeah, and she, oh my God, yeah.
Interesting, right?
Very interesting. It's actually really funny because Toni Collette is actually like a family friend of someone I work with.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mentioned her because we were talking about Toni Collette.
Right.
This is where it came from. It was talking about celebrities from Western Sydney kind of thing.
Right.
And I said, I'm fairly sure I remember reading at one point that Toni Collette, like, at some point in her life, lived in Blacktown.
Wow.
Which is right near us.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I know Toni Collette. She's like a friend of my parents, like a family friend.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, okay. And I said, maybe not. And then he looked it up and he said, oh, no, she did. She grew up in like Glebe or something and then lived in Blacktown for like a part of her life.
Yeah.
As a kid.
That's interesting.
And I was like, oh, okay. That's interesting.
Ah.
And then now her name's come up again.
Yeah.
But I just think she's so damn good.
Yeah.
Like, she's so freaking good. I don't think it would have made a difference if
she's
she did this or not.
She's one of our best exports, I would say.
Oh, of course, as an actress.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know if it would have made a difference. I think that what it would have done is she would have got popular quicker,
mm-hmm.
which meant that maybe she would have got different things. But she's
in the movie so roles things. That would have been offered to her and that she would have...
She might have got bigger movie roles.
More romantic comedies.
Yeah, but I feel like she might have got bigger stuff out of this too.
Yeah, because, but bigger or more mainstream? What do you say? See, it's mainstream. She went the alternative route. She did. She was Sixth Sense.
Yes.
She did.
Well, Sixth Sense is around this time.
Yeah.
Little Miss Sunshine is so fucking fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Man, if Fran Drescher was that, no.
But yeah, it would have been interesting.
It would have been very interesting. I don't know. I don't know whether it made a difference because she did. She has done a lot of those offbeat kind of movies.
Yeah.
And I think that maybe. She wouldn't have done as many of those, but maybe she would have. I don't know.
There's a huge list of alternative Bridget Joneses.
Okay, let's keep going. We're not going to spend as much time on each one.
No. Just going to, because it's like a whole paragraph.
Can I react to a few of them?
Yeah. You can just say yep or nup.
Okay.
I've got a nup straight off. Tori Spelling. Right? Could you imagine Tori Spelling?
See, Renee Zellweger did a really good job doing a British accent. Tori Spelling, I don't
know
if she's
too plastic. I don't know if she looks too plastic back in 2001. She Oof. Looks too plastic to be her. Oof.
No, I don't think that's
now
anything.
Renee Zellweger couldn't be.
No, she doesn't.
No, she's had a lot of work done on her face, which is fine if that's what she wants to do with it.
You notice
but
that Renee Zellweger looked more like she looked like in Empire Records in this movie?
Yes.
She looked very
young
and
innocent. Yes. Yeah, now she just looks like Housewives of, you know.
Yeah.
You're fanning our dog's fart.
Yeah. Don't have to bring attention to it, but yes.
But it's all right, just in case people can hear it.
Oh.
Heather Graham.
Oh, God, no, please.
Yeah, keep her in Austin Powers.
No. Please keep Heather Graham out of everything.
Yeah.
I don't like Heather Graham. I'm going to put it right here, right now. I don't think she's good at anything I've seen her in.
Yeah, no. Patricia Arquette.
Yeah, okay. I could see it. She's a lot younger then.
She's too American. I don't think she could even pass as British. A lot of American isn't.
There's much younger.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
One thing I think of her, because everyone thinks of Medium, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I always think of her in the Nightmare on Elm Street, like a movie.
Oh, do you?
She's really, really young, like mm-hmm. really young. So I just imagine her as that.
Yeah.
And then like she's somewhere between that and Medium, because Medium's like years later. She feels like she never ages, this woman.
I just don't think she looks the part.
I don't think it works.
She doesn't look British. I know it sounds stupid saying someone doesn't look British, but some people look British and some people don't look British.
Yeah, I think Renee Zellweger can pull off being a British girl.
I can't. I don't look British.
No, you don't look British at all.
No, see? I'm fine.
You've got teeth.
Actually, I have one knocked out at the front, so I actually could rock that.
That's a joke for our kids.
I don't think I have you think the pointed nose?
It just depends on what kind of British you are.
British Columbia.
Anyway, keep going.
What's Rosanna Arquette.
Oh, God,
went through the family tree.
No, that she doesn't work.
I'm glad they didn't go David Arquette next, because I reckon he probably would have better chance. Rosanna yeah, Arquette. I reckon he would have done all right. Julie.
Darcy's crazy, man.
I'm going to drink and just get wasted, man.
Oh, yeah. My God. Imagine if they, okay, let's just pause for a sec.
Sex reversal.
No, just recast it as Bridget Jones, but just make it a gay relationship and make Bridget a man.
Yep.
And make it the two guys are after him.
Yep.
That would be so interesting.
I don't think you could have, okay, this is going to sound very sexist, but I don't think you could have that lonely romantic, that tussle with finding the right love in a gay relationship.
Because I don't know if you could.
I don't know if it's stereotypical, but I feel like they're just like, oh, I'll just find another one. I don't see that.
No, I don't think so. I think it's the same no matter what.
Oh, look, I'm sure there is those relationships in gay and heterosexual ones.
I don't think the pressure would be there from the parents. There's much more pressure from the parents. I feel like it's much more the traditional pressure.
I would love it if they still tried to hook him up with a woman.
Yes, that would be
honey,
interesting.
Oh, you're not gay.
That could be very interesting.
You'll be all right. Yeah.
Anyway, keep going.
You just haven't met the right woman yet. Julie Benz, which I think
she's the girl in Buffy. No.
Yeah, no.
She looks scraggy.
Yeah, she's not that. Juliette Binoche.
She's too French.
Yeah.
She looks very French.
She's French-Italian. French-Italian. French-British.
I mean, I'm sure she could do it, but this is the thing, is you got to look naive or whatever.
Too brunette. I feel like you need a blonde.
You could do
someone
it
who looks like who would make a good blonde.
You could do it with a brunette. You could still do it that way. But you've got to, I feel like Bridget's got to feel like she's a bit of a goof. And
yeah, that's why I feel like you have to have a blonde. You have to have a ditzy sort of girl.
Yeah.
That hasn't got a shit together.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just think a brunette would not. Brunettes can have their shit not together. But I don't know. Maybe I'm being very, but I'm just saying like on face value.
Yeah,
stereotypical.
At least Juliette Binoche probably could do it in an English accent, unlike some of the others that are on this list. But
maybe. Well, here's another one for you. Selma Blair. No way. Just so
cruel
weird.
Intentions. Just think Cruel Intentions.
You'd have a better chance with Selma Hayek.
Can I say Cruel Intentions? She's a bit goofy. She's a bit ditzy.
Yeah.
I can see how that works.
She's British, though.
Oh, I mean, it depends. If she could do a good British accent, but I just don't think she can.
No, I don't think so.
Wasn't she in the Kath and Kim American version?
I have no idea.
I think she was.
That all went over my head, the American version.
I think
version.
They made an American version of Kath and Kim, and I think she was one of them.
Yeah, maybe.
Unless I'm thinking of something else. She was in some American version of some English or Australian show.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it is, but it was weird.
Yeah. It gets worse. All right. We're talking too much and we haven't even passed.
Anyway, we're having fun. We're having a lot of fun with this.
That's all right. I just don't want to take all people's time.
Okay.
Cate Blanchett, which I actually think is not too bad.
No, I could see that one.
Yeah.
Especially at that time, too.
Our dog is possibly going to bark because our eldest is home.
Oh, okay. How about we...
Yeah, just pause for a second. Okay. So, yeah. I said Saffron Burrows. I have no idea who Saffron Burrows is.
Oh, yeah, I know Saffron Burrows.
But she sounds delicious.
I think brunette, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Didn't have a massive career, I just know the name.
This one I agree with, I think she would have made a great role. Helena Bonham Carter.
She's English, isn't
she?
But she always plays real scraggy characters.
Yeah, but this calls for that. I reckon they could class her up a bit, but I reckon she could play unhinged, falling apart, life in tatters.
I don't know.
Not that Bridget has that.
I think about her in a Fight Club, which is around the same time. And I'm like,
yeah, they've made her look like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think she's endearing enough. I don't think she's cutesy.
Better than this next one.
Yep.
Cameron Diaz.
Oh, God, no.
Right?
No, Cameron Diaz. I could understand Cameron Diaz was the it girl. And in a sense, she's not that much different than Zellweger, but I don't know. It's just a different feel with
her. Yeah, absolutely, 100%. Amanda Donahoe?
I don't know her.
No, neither. Claire Fulani.
Oh, God, no.
Right?
No, she needs to learn how to act first.
Oh, shit.
Jesus,
you are so bitchy to say.
Claire Fulani is the worst part of Mallrats. She continued to get a career after that.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand that. That's terrible.
She's in...
even my dog's covered her face.
Is she in that Joe Black movie with Brad Pitt?
I believe so, yes. Meet Joe Black.
Oh, my God. She's so bad in both those movies. Not,
yeah, anyway.
She had the hugest ass.
We mentioned Toni Collette, so let's go Toni Collette adjacent and say Rachel Griffiths.
Yeah, okay. No, I don't think so. But no. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, at least they went sort of semi-British. I mean,
she's a good actress too. She probably could have done it.
She could have done it, at least, you know.
But I don't know. I don't think she's cutesy enough either.
You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Elizabeth Hurley.
No, see, that's weird because of the whole Hugh Grant thing.
Yeah, Hugh Grant thing. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm just too proper. Nicole Kidman.
I mean, she can't make facial expressions, so it's, oh, my God. Some people really love Nicole Kidman.
I don't know what they're aiming. So they're aiming for someone who's just average looking, right? Bridget Jones.
Oh, look, can I say.
She's not ugly, but she's not stunning.
If it's Nicole Kidman, maybe you could make an idea of it, but.
A bit ginger.
She's just not. No, just not right.
No, fair enough. She should just get on a BMX and fly out of it. Bandit.
She should go and root her Mulans.
Fair enough. So next person, who was I up to?
Oh, yes, Nicole Kidman?
Alex Kingston?
Don't know who that is.
Lucy Lawless?
No, because no.
No, right, right.
She's too old.
Yeah, it's obviously someone French. Sophie Masseur.
I know her.
I don't know her.
Yeah, could do it.
I'm obviously not very cultured to know some of these actresses. A
bit more French. No, I've seen her in
something. And also, just to clarify for people listening, I'm better with faces than I am with names.
Yeah, I couldn't describe what she looks like, but I know the name.
That's right. It doesn't help me anyway. I need to see the face. I
can try and find it if you want.
Well, I could. They're all blue, so I could tap them and look at their things, but I'm not going to go back and forth. Catherine McCormick. I know her. She's British.
Yeah.
David, don't go looking up people's faces. I don't need it.
Oh, I want to know what this chick looks like.
Okay. Well, I won't continue because.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
No, I know her. She's.
Yeah. Very regular looking. Oh, she's got the look, but she's French.
She looked more like that.
She looks French. Time. Yeah.
She does look very French.
She's too pretty. I know it sounds stupid to say that, but she's too pretty.
He just ripped
Bridget Renee needs Zellweger. To look. No, but she does. Okay, Bridget is. Renee Zellweger is very pretty.
Yeah.
But you want someone who looks average.
Yeah.
She's your average Joe. Yeah.
Sophie, because otherwise she would be doing really well in her. Looks more like the American girl that comes over.
Yes. Yes.
Daniel Falls.
Yes, absolutely. There's a role.
The international woman sort of look.
They've played them against each other. Brunette, blonde.
Yeah.
Very, very pretty. Average pretty.
Yeah. So the three, we'll go into this or whatever, but the three basic women in this love. Yes.
Yeah.
Pentagon.
Yes.
Is Bridget, who is fairly plain looking.
Yeah.
There is the sophisticated lady who Mark is with.
Yes.
Who is bossy.
Yes.
And there is the Lara, who is the international traveller.
Yes, pretty.
Like, sort of thing.
Model, all, like a model, basically.
Yeah, they're all in their own right, pretty and whatever. Yeah. But they're all different.
Yeah.
And I feel like Sophie Marceau is not the Bridget Jones type. She's more of the Lara type.
Yeah.
Anyway, keep going.
I said Catherine McCormick, which is funny.
Yeah.
Janet McTeer.
I don't know her.
Emily Mortimer.
I know her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's mousy. She could do it. Yeah, she could do it.
She could pull off blonde. She could do it.
She's from that show that, is it the one with the couples that where the guy bursts out the cupboard and rolls over the bed?
Yes, I think so.
The Irish dude.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's her.
Yeah.
She's good. I like her. Yeah. I think in that time she's good too, but she also
She's also the
girls
one
like that
plays,
look like Nellie Imbruglia.
I think she plays Emily in Friends, Ross's fiance from England.
Yeah, it's probably much easier to describe her as that.
Well, no, yeah, it's a vague show, that couple show.
I don't know what that one is. Is it? It's not called 6 Feet Under, is it?
No, it's not 6 Feet
Under.
The
other one.
It's something else.
I can't remember what it is now. It's got the weird guy.
Too French, I think. Julia Ormond.
Oh, no way.
No.
That doesn't work.
Sally Phillips. I think I know her.
She's the one in this movie.
Yes, that's right. I was
the blonde
right.
one in this movie.
Yes, I wasn't sure if I was wrong. So, yeah, I don't know if Sally Phillips could do it. I don't think she's right.
I don't think she's the right kind of look.
No, she's not straight-laced. Jolie Richardson.
Oh, I know her. Yeah, is she the Gilmore Girls girl? Well, she's not her. She looks like her.
Well, it's funny because then the next person is Miranda Richardson.
It's an Australian actress, isn't
it?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Two
names in the same.
Yeah, I don't think they're related.
Nicolette Sheridan.
I know the name. I've no idea who she is.
Tilda Swinton.
Oh, God, no. No clue. It doesn't work. Oh, Tilda Swinton plays... she was bigger later. She became bigger afterwards. She's a blonde lady. I always remember her with, like, the very short cropped hair. She plays, like, a god or something.
Oh, okay.
In something like that.
Oh, okay. No idea.
Yeah, if you saw her, you'd know who she is, but she doesn't look right to me.
Kristen Scott Thomas.
That's
not ringing a bell to me.
Yeah, I don't remember. I know the name. I don't remember who she is.
Yeah, Emma Thompson.
That'd be weird.
I feel like she's too old for that role.
Yeah, but you're thinking about her now or sort of later.
I'm thinking about mid-2000s, early 2000s.
Yeah, I'm surprised Gwyneth Paltrow is not in this list.
Yeah, no, she's not. Emily Watson.
Naomi Watts, another Australian.
Yep.
Blonde. Could do it.
I think another Australian. Rachel Weisz. Weiss? Weisz. Feels like she's Australian for some reason. Olivia Williams. No idea. I said Catherine Zeta-Jones, didn't I? No, Catherine Zeta-Jones. I don't think she could play this at all.
Rachel Weisz, that's not Mummy. The Mummy Rachel was.
Oh, yes, it is. It's Eyebrow Girl.
That's who?
Yes. She could have played this.
I mean, I would have been happy.
Yes, you would have been ecstatic. You would have been fine. I just don't think she... Oh, she's been blonde before?
Yeah, not her. This is not her role.
No.
So
Catherine? Wow.
Catherine Zeta-Jones is not right for this as well.
And the last one is Kate Winslet.
I mean, you just had her in... I don't think she could... She would do a bad job, but I feel like Titanic was her big movie.
Yeah.
I think if she was in this as well, it'd be a bit too much.
Yeah. So, yeah, they were all the possible Bridget Joneses that we could have had.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
There
fair
you go.
Enough. Now all the Mr. Darcy's.
Long enough list. No, they didn't. That's funny.
Oh, really?
I doubt there'd be any question for that.
Yeah. You had to. I feel like Colin Firth is like.
Considering that's what the role was based on, they wanted him to do it again, and that's what he did. He placed his character.
Yeah.
On
being... Hugh Grant is the perfect Daniel.
Yes, he is.
Like those two just work so well.
Yeah.
As that, and they look like they could have been friends at Cambridge that don't like each other now.
Absolutely, 100%.
That casting is pretty perfect.
Yeah, they did a good job.
So,
all right. So that's all the trivia for that. So
all the trivia. I'm going to get my sheet of paper. I'm going to lie back because I can. I don't have to lean forward for a microphone, and we can just chat.
I could keep recording. We could, like, I could take my notes into the toilet, and we could continue this podcast.
You could, but more echo in there.
There's a little echo, and there'll be a slight rainfall.
A rain delay.
Rain delay. Like a Mandalay, but
it's like Mandalay Industries. Yeah.
All right.
Now, my notes consist of one page and about four over the page. So you're going to have to lead this.
That's okay. So she talks about the fact that, you know, every year her mother sets her up with another eligible bachelor.
Yep.
And I just said, what if her mum gave up this year?
Yeah.
32 years. She goes, I've been a spinster for 30. I've been single for 32 years.
Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming she's had some relationships.
Yeah. She's 32 years old. So she's discounting any relationship she's ever had.
Yeah. I'm assuming that she means. See, this is the thing. It's all about being the only person who is with the one person. Like she's when you think about that, like it's if you're what was that? There was that saying, I can't think of what it is. It's something about every relationship that you have is the wrong one until you get the final one or whatever.
The right one, yeah.
They're all not right until you get the last one. So she's just treating it like that. Unless she's married, she's been single.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So she's been single all her life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. Like, it's not a big problem.
Would it be better to be married and divorced? I don't know. I don't think so.
See, none of her friends. I mean, her friend who's the investment banker is crying about her boyfriend all the time.
Yes.
Right, she's also single.
Yes.
And I'm assuming the Sally Phillips character is also single.
Yeah, they don't seem to have partners unless they just abandon their partners every time to go join their single friend.
Perhaps, but like that's, they don't seem to have a problem with it. It's not Sally Phillips' diary.
No.
Or whatever the other friends in our diary.
Take it to Paris to make her happy.
Yeah, like these people are perfectly fine with their relationship. And they're all about the same age as her. It's not like they're younger.
No, they're all the same.
So,
and one's
anyway.
Gay. Maybe they're multiple are gay. Maybe the two females are in a relationship together. Who knows?
No, well, the friend who the banker one, the brunette friend, she's got a boyfriend that she's having trouble with.
Oh, she was the one in the phone call in the bathroom.
Yeah, she's the one in the phone call in the bathroom.
Sorry, my bad.
So I've got something similar like about that same scene.
Mm-hmm.
So I went, what if Mark was deep undercover at this point, working for the Kingsman?
Nice. He can't have any relationships, so therefore that's why he acted like he did.
Yeah.
So what if she judged his outfit after looking at her own fucking mess?
Oh, God.
I can't believe she wore that outfit, and she's judging him on a jumper.
I know, on a jumper, at a Christmas party.
Yes.
On a reindeer jumper.
Yeah.
That's endearing.
I know.
I'm sorry.
It's quite clear they both wore outfits that their parents kind of made them or bought them.
Yeah. So
couldn't that have been a lead way of going, oh, did your parents make you wear that too?
This is where Bridget Jones was a more endearing character. See, I don't really like Bridget Jones as a person.
No.
I don't know if we're supposed to like her as a person.
No.
But she's not likable. And I feel like in a different movie, Bridget Jones is saying how cute the jumper is rather than making fun of him for the jumper.
Yeah, belittling him about it.
Yeah, like it not giving cool, him though. Shit about it.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Okay. So you got anything more for that party?
Let me just check.
Because that's that party where he starts talking about her.
I said, what if she didn't overhear their conversation?
Yeah.
She didn't get some turkey curry that time.
Turkey curry. What is going on?
It's like chicken curry.
You know what? The English love a good curry, as they call it.
Yeah, they
anything
do. They've
Indian
embraced the Indian
curry.
Food. Yeah. All right.
You're getting chips out. Good work.
Yeah, I needed it. I'm flailing. All I've had today was a pear and a coffee. And not even a pair of coffees, just a pair of a coffee.
Hopefully you're not munching too much.
No, it's all right. They can just suck it up. I said she was so depressed when she got back into her apartment. I said, what if she did herself in?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
that's deep.
It's not within the realm.
That's when she decides to make her diary, isn't it?
Because
this is a New Year's party, is it, or a Christmas party?
It's a Christmas party, but I feel like it's post-Christmas.
Because she says something at the start of the movie about it being the first, like the New Year, the first whatever. I reckon they've gone to a party. And it's New Year's party because she makes the diary about she talks about it being the 1st of January or whatever, like the first.
Feels very Christmassy though.
I know, it's very Christmassy. Mm. Maybe they decide to delay their Christmas party, like say.
Or I feel like this party happens after Christmas but before New Year, in that week of nothing.
Perhaps.
Mm.
But I feel like, excuse the chewing. Mm. I feel like she says something about it being New Year's when she makes the diary.
Okay.
But I might be wrong about that. But I feel like that's the whole premise of the thing, is that the diary is for a complete year.
Yeah. She did say New Year's Day. Mm. I did remember her saying that. That's right, New Year. That's right. That's why I thought this movie was suitable. Duh. What if Daniel was seen in a better light?
What is dark in the office?
No. Because
he doesn't like Daniel.
He likes her for who she is, though. He embraces her chaos. He likes that. He's attracted to that.
Daniel?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's also a philanderer and...
No, yeah, he's got that. But then she's so impressed by the fact that he says, I know I'm jumping ahead, but, you know, I like you for who you are.
That's what Mark says, Daniel.
No, I know, but Daniel obviously does that.
Yeah, true.
He finds her, you know, he doesn't have a problem with her drinking or her smoking or... the fact that she has verbal diarrhea. He has no issues with that.
Well, they both don't.
He's
her for who she is.
He's just a dick that can't get enough pussy.
Uh-huh.
It's not because of anything that she's doing. It's just him. She can't fix him. He's a dick.
Yeah. But you have to. Okay. So for this movie to work, one of these guys has to be the bad guy.
Mm.
and they've decided that Mark is going to be the good guy and Daniel is going to be the bad guy.
Mm.
That's what's been decided in this story. Yeah. Could very well be the other way.
I just don't think he's the villain that they need him to be. They still add a softer side to him.
Yeah, and in subsequent movies, they make him more villainous.
Mm.
Whereas this movie, they don't really. They do give him the villain streak because they make it. She becomes aware of what does happen.
I feel he's the biggest villain in this movie than the second one.
Yeah, because, maybe.
You know, he's fucked over his best friend and he's got, you know, he fucked over her.
Yeah, true.
Quite in a brash way.
Yeah.
But when you analyse him, he's obviously got some issue with relationships.
He does.
Because as soon as he started getting feelings for her, he had to run away and fuck someone else.
Yeah, but this is the thing, right, is that we're supposed to be on Bridget's side.
Yeah.
So if we're on Bridget's side, then as soon as he does her dirty, we're supposed to hate him, right? Mm. And we're supposed to find him endearing and cute at the start, and then when he does the bad shit, we're supposed to be like, okay, yeah, no, he's the bad guy.
But are we? Because they don't put him out like that.
Yeah.
She talks to him. He turns up. They let him in the door, and she talks to him. If we were supposed to absolutely hate him with Vile, we'd be like, get out. I'm not talking to you.
I just think we're supposed to realise that he's the wrong option. So yeah. When he says that thing at the end and he says to her, you know, if it's not going to happen to you, it's not going to happen with anyone.
Yeah.
We're supposed to cheer when she says, that's not good enough for me.
Yeah.
Because he's settling for her, but she shouldn't have to settle for him. And that's the whole crux, right?
He needs her and she doesn't need him.
Yeah. And that's the whole thing is that at the start, she just needs someone.
Mm.
So he's good enough.
Yeah.
But he's not good enough for her. He
allows her to realise that she deserves better.
Yeah. So he's not a bad guy. He's not a villain. No,
he's a tool.
He's a tool.
He's a useful tool that gets her to where she needs to go.
Exactly. So on Mr. Daniel Ricciardo, what the fuck is his last name?
I don't know.
Daniel, whatever his name is. I went, what if at one point she accidentally replies all to one of their messages? Remember the email messages? Mm-hmm. Especially the first one. But after that, it starts getting a little, like the first one.
It looks like Messenger. Is it supposed to be like a little in-house
it's MSN Messenger
yeah.
right?
Mm.
What if she accidentally clicks a link and it goes to everyone in the office, right? And all of a sudden they see all these messages going backwards and forwards. I'm assuming this company has HR.
Yeah.
She would probably get fired. He would probably get reprimanded.
Yeah.
We
don't know how long this relationship carries on for, but it doesn't seem to take a huge amount of time.
It's not a lot of time, but the amount of, like, when he says things to her, like, where her skirt is, and he, you know, P.S. I love your tits.
The tits look great.
Yeah. If
she
HR,
got in trouble from HR for what she was wearing, because that shirt's not appropriate for an office.
Although, are we thinking of this too much modern time within the late 90s? I suppose early 2000s.
I still don't think that shirt I think it would be pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's quite clear that time she wears the miniskirt, she's coming back from a night out.
Yes.
She's not gone home.
Yeah.
So she's still in her party outfit.
Yeah.
Not okay. Mm. And then she rocks up in a shirt that's see-through.
Yeah, I know. That's
with a black bra.
Ugh.
I mean, I know that was par for the time, but not for an office setting.
It did feel like the late 90s. Mm. Her fashion's very late 90s. Yes,
but still not okay for her work setting. Like, I'm surprised she wasn't called up on that.
Oh, yeah. I just think that I'm just worried that I'm thinking HR would have a problem because I know they would now, and I know they would in the last 10 years, but in the late 90s, could you get away with that kind of stuff? Would you even have a HR in a place like that?
Yeah, you would.
I feel like you would too, but I just don't remember.
I feel like they're more looser on sexual harassment. And stuff
I don't.
Like that.
Yeah, I don't remember like the late 90s and how bad it was.
It looks at her tits all the time.
I mean, the 80s. We know. Just we know the 80s. You got away with it, right?
Yeah. The fact that the guy looks at her tits all the time and she doesn't say anything about it. I'd be saying something about it.
Well, he's the
boss. Do you want to just take a photo? I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, she couldn't have said anything. He's the boss. She can't do anything about it.
He doesn't even know her name. He could have fought. He could have fired Brenda. So that's right. So you did fire Brenda. I'm Bridget, dickhead. Uh-huh. Anyway. It feels like, you know, they do put an homage that women are not treated fairly, which is fine. Probably true. I said, what if Mark didn't rock up to the... What do you call it? The book launch?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the whole
I don't
book
know why
launch.
Mark was there.
Mark's there. You don't realise why Mark's there?
Mm-mm.
Mark's partner, Natasha, is friends with Perpetua, or whatever her name is.
Oh, that's right. She knew
They're
her.
Friends. Yeah. So she invited her friend and partner to come along.
Is that right to do that? It's a workbook launch and you just invite a friend and her partner?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't feel like that's
It doesn't make sense why they're there.
Stretch of a boat.
It's a very much a stretch,
yeah,
right?
I'm surprised they didn't break the
But that
is
the
one.
Reason why it's there.
Yep.
But then again, calling this book the book about a guy and his bike mm-hmm. as the greatest book of our time
yep.
is a stretch as well.
Absolutely. That, I'm sure the guy and his bike believe it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm sure him and his bike have a lovely relationship. Probably like that girl with the Eiffel Tower.
Could be, yeah.
Could have a deep, meaningful relationship with his bike, motorbike. Not even bicycle, motorbike.
Now, I don't know whether this is this situation,
mm-hmm.
but I in capital letters just wrote cringe, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think it was this particular one she's doing the speech,
oh.
but every time she does anything,
mm-hmm. she's awkward.
There's so much awkwardness.
Overly awkward. Too much.
I actually realise it's not that now. It's later.
Okay.
It's when the dinner party happens.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was writing cringe for. But it's just so, it's so much cringe in this movie.
Yeah, her speech. You know, the fact that she just keeps going with it and makes
it's
it worse.
It's a very English sense of humour.
It is, yeah. Americans have that too, but it tends to be of a different sort of
It's a different thing.
Thing
it's,
yeah.
Generally, it's like someone physically hurts themselves, like a Ben Stiller kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's generally the cringe that you got.
Mm.
Whereas the British, it's always like, I don't want to look bad in front of people and yeah. I'll do something stupid. It's very funny how comedy in different countries works. Like,
yeah.
that doesn't really work as much in Australia.
No.
We don't do that as much.
No. I said, what if she was fired for stuffing up the intro?
She could be, but then he would just fire Brenda again.
Yeah. Or calling Mr.
She's got like a,
tits.
She's got like a Mr. Yeah, if he calls him Mr.
Tits.
Yeah.
That would have been good. She would definitely have been fired after that. Mark was going to go talk to her. I said, mm-hmm. what if Mark was faster?
He
just dawdles that little bit longer.
Yeah, what if Mark gets there,
and
goes
Daniel
over first before
away?
Daniel?
Yeah. It's just not quick enough.
I wrote before this. And now I know it's probably the same part. Because she goes, oi! And I went, what if she was like the guy in The Boys and went, oi, cunt!
It's a shame that, I don't know. See, I don't see his big change around that. He now all of a sudden finds her attractive and he wants to approach her.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
No. He's just seeing her look good and realised, oh, hang on, I misjudged her.
Yeah, I don't like...
Because the only thing that's
Mark's
changed, she's still the same person.
Can I, it's going to sound stupid because it rhymes, but Mark's arc.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make sense between the first meeting and this meeting, right? Because
mm-hmm.
nothing's changed,
mm-mm.
right? Apart from she wore nicer clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes Mark look vapid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It doesn't look
it
right.
Does.
Makes him look like he only cares about what she looks
yeah.
like.
Yeah. She doesn't prove to be more smarter because she still stuffs up. She recovers a little bit, but she still stuffs it up.
Yeah.
She's
now,
still
if
an idiot.
What had happened is rather than having her stuff up here, if she had
really
talked to some people and done a great job networking and then introduced them in that way, because she has the introduction that way
yeah.
really well.
Mm.
If she did all that and Mark's like, oh, I misjudged
yeah.
her,
yeah.
that makes sense.
Yeah.
But it seems to just be Mark's penis is interested now.
Yes, yeah. yeah.
You know what I mean?
She's
like
not wearing a tablecloth, so she looks all right.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't... Would have also been more interesting if... He'd seen how fun she was. She was having fun and whatever like that. And then Natasha comes over and she's like being the way that she is, where she's bossy and she's no fun and whatever. And Mark realizes, personality-wise, he doesn't like... He likes the Bridget Jones personality
Maybe.
More.
Mm.
That would have worked well, but they didn't really show it. So
it
kind of just feels
Daniel
like...
Daniel was keen on her.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's just because of that.
It does work. That's cool. Okay, so Mark was faster. I said, what if she just went straight home? She said she was going to go straight home after dinner with Daniel.
Yep.
And she ends up going to his place.
Yes.
But what if they didn't hook up that night?
Yeah.
And maybe prolonged it.
She calls for a taxi.
Might have given Mark a bit more of a chance. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe, but then Mark doesn't approach her. Mark only ever comes and talks to her when they're, by happenstance, being in the same room at the same time.
Yeah.
You notice that this movie is all a series of set pieces of interactions where Mark and Daniel interact with her.
Yes.
But it's never, it doesn't really tell you what time of year anything's happening.
No.
Just stuff happens, right?
Yeah.
And actually, Mark never actively seeks her out.
No.
He's always just there.
Yeah. So he doesn't really like her.
Well, he doesn't go after her, does he? No. So he never goes after her. No. The only time he ever does it is at the very, very end when he comes over on her birthday.
Yeah.
That's the only time he ever actually makes an effort to come to see her.
No. He talks to her at the dinner party, but they're there at the dinner party.
Yeah.
He doesn't do anything.
No. Mm. No, there's nothing else like that.
Mm. He knows where she works.
Mm-hmm.
Both times, whether it's with Daniel or when she works at the TV station.
Yep.
At any point, he could go and try and approach her there, but he doesn't.
He doesn't make the effort. Yeah. So I think that if she doesn't go home with Daniel. I just think it slows that up a little bit. Mark's not going to turn up.
Yeah. Yeah, it just feels like it protects her and their relationship.
I feel like maybe if she doesn't go home with Daniel at the start, she might get a better relationship with him because he seems to be like, I can do whatever I want and I get her.
Mm-hmm.
He treats her like the side piece.
Yeah. She likes it though.
Oh, she just wants him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She starts fantasizing about their wedding.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Not good. So then she's doing stuff, cooking dinner for her. Oh, no, she's not cooking dinner.
No, that happens way later.
She's doing something and the mum calls her up.
Yes.
And tells her that she's not happy with her father.
Yeah, what happens? Where is she? She's at something. I can't remember where that is, but she's somewhere and she gets the phone call. That's right, because she starts to say everything's going well in my personal life.
Yeah.
And then this
something's
shit happens.
Something's got to happen. Yeah. And then she meets with her mum.
Yeah.
And I said, what if her mum spoke to a friend and not her child about her own relationships and problems?
Well, if she only seems to have one friend.
I wouldn't be going talking to my child.
No. I don't know. It's weird, isn't it?
She's got no friends, but she's got friends.
I think it's only because...
She's British and stoic. She can't talk to anyone else about her problems.
Perhaps. Or maybe it's just because they needed that for the story.
Mm. But she could have talked to a friend about it.
Yeah, true.
At another get-together, they could have made it. But it's very British.
She only sees her friends at certain events that happen throughout the year.
Yeah.
This is very Jane Austen.
It is very Jane Austen. When you think about it, it is.
Really is.
Yeah. Where am I?
I'm not sure.
Then there's another party.
Yeah.
The dinner party.
The dinner party?
I think.
No. Okay.
She takes the weekend away.
The weekend away happens first because I got stuff about the weekend away.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. No, you keep going with the weekend away because...
Mine's not until they get to the dress-up party.
Oh, okay. No, so I've got...
Everything's lovely.
I've got what if at a country house, people have a wedding with no guests and they're slow dancing while listening to two people doing it in the room above and there's absolutely no guests at this wedding.
And they've all gone home and they've decided to
They've just left these two to dance
and
there.
Maybe they've just decided to fuck the guests, we'll have our own wedding by ourselves.
It's weird. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and then there's the dress up. So do you think that Uncle Minkle, whatever his name is, do you think the uncle is intentionally not telling her because he wants her to dress like a prostitute?
He doesn't tell her father either.
Yeah.
And he doesn't tell a couple of other aunties and uncles because someone's dressed up like a bishop.
Yeah, that's funny.
And the other auntie's dressed up like a hooker. And she's so awkward, the poor love. I feel so bad for her.
What's the cause? Is it called priests and prostitutes or something like that?
No, it's...
Because all the men have to dress up like clergymen and all the women like prostitutes.
Vickers and vixens or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Mm. It's gross.
It is very gross. And this is the thing. This is what I'm saying to you. Is they're society types.
Mm.
This is what they are.
Very sexist.
Well, no, not so much that. It's just this is why I can't. Bridget Jones, because men are
portrayed as pure characters. Well, not really. And women are whores.
What? I can't relate with Bridget Jones because she's in a different world.
Mm-hmm.
She's not down and out. No. She acts down and out so many times, but. And she's in this small apartment, whatever.
Mm.
She wouldn't be in a small apartment. She'd probably be in a fucking fancy place because she's rich.
Well, her parents live out of London.
Yeah, I don't know. It just feels like they're rich.
I don't know.
I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm not getting it or something. Maybe. But it just feels like she should be a lot richer.
Yeah, it feels like they like to keep up appearances, but really they're buckets, not bouquets.
Oh, so they're the buckets.
I feel like they are.
Okay, all right. Well, I understand it then.
It's just the company.
Well, maybe the mum is the lady of the house speaking.
Maybe, yeah. But she does feel that way. So what if she just left the party after discovering that she was dressed up incorrectly? But she stays. And then
what if the father fought more for his wife than he does?
Yeah, he doesn't do anything.
He doesn't fight. He just turns up, makes fun of Julian, who is the new partner, and just sticks to himself. He tries her advice to hit on some women.
Yeah.
What if that had worked?
Yeah. Doesn't get received.
What if one of the other women had been like, I've always found you attractive, and all of a sudden she's pushed her dad into another woman's arms.
And they don't rekindle.
And they don't rekindle at the end.
Mm. I think that's a good thing. His mum's a bitch.
She's really bad.
That's awful. It's only good when it's for her, and then when it doesn't work out for her, she wants him back and he takes her back.
I've forgotten how bad of a character the mum is.
Yeah. He's a pathetic nothing without her.
Definitely.
I honestly don't think that he should have fought hard for her, because she's a waste of space. If someone leaves you, it's a bit desperate to keep chasing them.
Exactly.
I think you've got to have some self-pride, so I'm glad he didn't do that.
So I've got, what if Bridget doesn't go back to Daniel's place to go see him?
Yes, I said that. What if she didn't stop by Daniel's on the way?
Mm-hmm. And I've also got, what if she doesn't find Lara? Because what happens is she's almost ready to leave. She sees the jacket, then goes, oh no, and then goes back up. So if she doesn't bust him either way, their relationship just continues.
Yes.
Daniel's playing two party. He's just playing the off against each other.
Yeah. How all of a sudden they get engaged the next day or whatever.
I don't know.
I don't know if it ends quickly after that. He just doesn't get caught. He doesn't get caught, so he's not the bad guy. He's not the cheater.
Mm-hmm.
So she wouldn't be likely to go back to him if he called back for her.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm. Okay. And then she changes. Then she decides, new me, new thing. I'm going to stop drinking, stop smoking.
Yep.
And go for a new job to get out of where she is.
Exactly.
So what if she bombed out of all her interviews?
Well, she pretty much does most of the time until she realizes to just tell the truth.
Yep.
I love children. I love this. Mm. I thought it was going quite well until they asked about El Nino. Mm. If she would have just said to him, oh, I don't really know a lot about that, but I'd be keen to learn.
Yeah. Then it would have been better.
It probably would have been better.
So why is she not fit for the role for a teenage, like a kids TV station by having kids? What is that?
Well, she doesn't like kids. The way she acts like that, she doesn't like kids.
No, she doesn't want any kids of her own. Doesn't mean she doesn't like kids. Doesn't mean she doesn't want any.
No, but you hear the way she said it, she's like, kids, yuck.
Yeah, no, she doesn't want them.
Oh, that's fine, but...
It's like saying oysters gross, but you can eat them, that's fine.
Yeah, I suppose, but I feel like they needed some reason for them not to like him, like her.
Yeah,
and then she has to tell the truth to that dude. By the way, what if she didn't take the job at that TV station because the way that guy acts is so fucking gross?
Inappropriate.
And what he says to her...
We don't mind if you sleep with the boss. In fact, we don't mind it at all.
And like, act with courage.
I'm your boss.
At this point.
Fuck me, please.
Exactly. At this point, she's just gone through this with another dude. If she goes, I'm not going to fucking go through this again.
Yeah, right.
This is gross.
Yeah, it's
and
weird.
just doesn't take that role.
She
just
needed to get out of there.
Yeah, I suppose.
So that's why she took it. Well, it works out well for her anyway, but.
She goes to the dinner party?
No, so she gives her notice.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
She says she's leaving. Yep. So what if he hung on to her 6 weeks' notice? She just wants to immediately leave.
Well, if she did, then the other one would fire her.
Yes. Mm.
You can leave at any time. This notice thing just means she won't get any benefits.
Yes.
She'll forego her pay. You can leave at any time. You break the contract.
Mm.
Doesn't really matter. It just means you don't get paid out.
Mm.
She probably lost money on it. But then again, she's rich, so who cares?
Yeah. What if she missed the dinner?
She what, sorry?
It's all right. The dinner. The dinner party with the couple.
Oh, God.
This is cringe. This is not cringe. This is fucking wrong.
Dinner party fuckwits. Who are these people? Why is she going to a dinner party with these people who don't like her and she doesn't like them?
Correct. Why go somewhere where you're clearly not welcome and don't fit in?
This is the dinner party like her mum.
She is the only single.
Yeah. So this is like her mum. Has all those rich people around.
Mm-hmm.
This is her rich people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The other people are her people.
Yeah.
This is her keeping up appearances shit.
Yeah, not cousins, not anything, just associates that she needs to feels obliged to go to.
They are all fuckwits.
I would have called up and said no thanks.
They are all fuckwits.
They really are.
They really are. They are all fuckwits.
As I said, what if all couples weren't cunts? I said the C word, sorry.
The guy who keeps saying the thing to her about...
Time's ticking.
Yeah, fuck off, dickhead.
Yeah, Bridget. Why are all 30-year-old women still single?
What the fuck is wrong with
speak them? For everybody.
I just, oh new my
career women. God. What the fuck?
I don't understand these people.
Unless that was at for the time. I don't know. I just don't.
No, I think these people are fuckwits. I've written it here.
Look, I've not experienced the whole judgment of being single as I'm getting older. You and I were very lucky to find each other when we were very young.
Mm.
So if anything, I actually got the opposite of, don't you think you should, you know, slow it down. Don't get married so young.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy each other. You might, you know, might not work. Like I had we had the opposite.
Exactly.
Mm. It's weird for me. But I get it. I just don't know why they have to say everything they think. I mean, I am crude and I say things that are inappropriate, but I never say things. That's just plain mean. If you think that there's any good in what you're saying and you're saying those comments, there is something wrong with you. And I know there are a lot of people that talk like that. Because I've encountered them. I have. I've exactly. encountered them.
So she goes, is this where she goes downstairs and Mark follows her downstairs correct. To talk yes. to her?
Yeah.
Okay. So what if Mark doesn't follow her downstairs?
Correct.
And say anything?
Yeah.
He seems to not want to say anything at this point.
No.
What if Mark's girlfriend notices the fact that he keeps hanging around with Bridget
mm.
and actually gets worried about this?
She does give a look.
She gives a look, but she's so reserved. She goes reserved. To
find him, and then she turns her head like, like a dog.
She's weird.
She's like, what is this?
She's like, I've got him nailed down because I'm already betrothed to him kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening there.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't think that she's got any threat because Bridget is... She just
beneath her.
But she took... Yes, that's the thing. And I reckon when her and Mark are alone, if anything ever... She wouldn't talk about Bridget, but if anything came up about Bridget, she would say... Oh, that she's so common, or she's yeah, so yeah, whatever, yeah. Oh, or like she's it. So dumb.
I see her make eyes for you. What an idiot.
She's such an
like
idiot.
Like, she's got a chance.
Like, she's so beneath you, Mark. Mm. This sort of
underestimates
shit.
Underestimates her opponent completely.
Of course. Well, she really does, and then she rubber-dopes herself.
Yep. So what if he had more time to talk to her?
Yep.
Like, what more did he have to say at that point? He walks away.
Well, then he says, I must go.
Mm.
And I said, he says I must go because she clicks like he's a dog.
Oh, yes, she does that. And that's when Bridget just goes like, what? Excuse yeah. me, what?
She just, and then I said, what if Mark says nothing? What if he doesn't say anything about finding her perfect or whatever it is? Not perfect, what does he say? He says.
He loves her. He likes her just the way she is.
I like that you're just the way you are.
Mm-hmm.
What if he starts singing a song yes. about liking her just the way she is?
Just the way you are.
Do, 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 do. Okay, so it keeps going on. I think they get to the part where she's having her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's she actually sees her actual friends.
Before that, the birthday dinner, sorry, she goes, like she said that New Year, she's going to stop drinking and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So with her new job, she's got to go to this court case.
Oh, yes. Okay.
She doesn't know who it is, so the boss is really nice and explains it to her.
Yeah.
And she runs over to the shop across the road, and I said, what if she'd had quit smoking? She wouldn't be running over for a cigarette.
Exactly. She wouldn't have run to Mark.
Correct. They would have missed the boat, been too late, they ducked out, and that's it. Got nothing.
But no one got anything either.
I don't think she would have lost her job. I just don't think she would.
No, because no one got anything. Yeah. That's the thing. No one else got anything.
Yeah.
So it was really...
The fact that she'd still smoked...
Yeah.
Helped her career.
Well, what if Mark wasn't on that case?
Mm. Mm.
Then she doesn't get the big breakthrough.
Correct.
And that makes a big difference to her having that big breakthrough
mm.
with her career because basically she, at the moment, at this point, all she does is embarrass herself by landing her butt on a camera. That's all she's done.
Yeah, yeah. And also, she's just why doing is what they
she? Okay, so why has she gone from being a publisher to being on screen?
Yeah, all of a sudden he goes, I want you behind the camera.
Yeah, why wouldn't.
Researcher.
I have a feeling that it's because of the way she looks. That's yes. what it's supposed to be, right?
Yes.
But wouldn't it be more realistic that she would join and she would be a researcher and she would be like a producer for talent?
Yes.
Not herself.
Yes, right? She does later take this role. She becomes behind the scenes camera.
Well, she should have been second from the second and the third
movies. Yeah, I know. I know the way they.
That's how they normally start. They don't normally go in front of the camera first.
Yeah,
it's like you turn up first day and you're on TV.
No, but I feel like they chuck her, and it gives her a chance to have an embarrassment in her job.
She's got to have an embarrassment moment.
Although I feel like if she could write a script or something, that would be just as equally embarrassing.
Well, this is the thing, right? What if she had written something and the person reading it out is like going, starting to read it out and going, here at this. This is so bad. And the camera sweeps around to her.
Yeah.
And she's like,
sorry.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that would have been as embarrassing. Yeah. But it has to be the physical embarrassment because we need the Americans on board for this one.
Yeah.
And that's a very American way of doing it.
A bit of comedy, a bit of slapstick sort of thing.
Bit of ass on the screen. That's what they want to see.
I mean, it was a good shot. Don't mind.
It's fantastic. At least she's not wearing the granny panties this time.
Yeah, and at least she's wearing stockings because otherwise she would have just cheeked it up.
So I've then got this is what I thought was the other one, but I've said it for here. What if Mark says nothing? So he doesn't actually say
offer any help.
Yeah,
it's because she's going to lose a job. He feels compassion to help her.
Yeah,
he does. And he likes her.
He does like her. He likes everything about her.
Yeah, apparently.
Just the way
that's
she
how she introduces it. He goes, hi, Bridget. And she goes, you like everything about me.
Mm-hmm.
Idiot.
So she gets the big scoop.
Yes. And she's doing well. She's cooking dinner for her friends.
Very badly.
Yes. Her mum calls.
Yes.
And I said, what if she told her mum she didn't give a fuck about her problems anymore? What if she, what if she not did the British thing, but did the WOG thing and went, I'm disappointed in you.
Yeah.
You know,
you left dad.
You've left dad. I want nothing to do with you.
Yeah. Why would you do this?
Yeah. Maybe not the WOG thing. Maybe that's just the normal thing.
Yeah. Like she
still maintains dignity with both parents and she's kind to both of them when really the mum's done wrong here. And yet she still indulges her attention.
With every other part of her life, she's unhinged.
Yeah.
But with her parents, she is like the parent.
Yes. She's the peacekeeper between the two.
It's so strange. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but that's a bit the way it is.
Yeah. And then I said, what if you had to cook friends? No, don't cook friends. What if you have to cook dinner for your friends?
Oh, yes. Why is she cooking dinner for her friends for her birthday?
Yeah.
I'm assuming that she's decided that she's going to do it because she's on a show how in charge.
Yes, I had a good day. I think I can do this. It's my birthday. I'm going to cook.
Yeah. So she makes blue soup.
With the string from the leeks. I don't know why there is a string around a leek.
Because she's, also what happens is Mark turns up.
Yeah. There was a single leek, by the way. There was a blue piece of string around the leek. It wasn't like a bunch of leeks she was cooking.
No, it was a bunch. I saw the bunch.
No, it was a single one.
Are you sure?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
So I looked at it and went, what the fuck?
I thought there was a few in there together. I thought it was indicating there was a bunch of leeks. She just threw them in without
I saw a single stalk.
The blue string.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about this dinner thing, right? Mm-hmm. So Mark turns up.
Yeah.
And he starts to help her in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And he sees the blue soup.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, it must be from the string or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then he asks if she has eggs because he's going to make an omelette.
Yeah.
Because you can't make an omelette without making a few eggs.
Yeah, breaking a few eggs even.
And then she's trying to make some kind of gravy. Yeah, he starts asking for the fancy stuff, right? She can't find the tuna.
Yeah.
So they're cooking and you can tell that they kind of, you know, it's a nice moment.
Yeah.
What if this cooking moment gets a little bit more risque?
Mm, that would have been good.
And then the friends turn up.
Yeah.
And they kind of bust them.
Yeah.
In the midst of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that would make the interaction with when Daniel turns up later a lot different.
Yes.
Because at this point she knows Mark's nice to her.
Yeah.
He said nice things about her.
But they're still being very courteous and very low key.
Yeah, he's being extremely low key. But if it was starting to get a little bit hot and heavy, then I don't think she would have given Daniel the time of day.
Correct. Yes. Yes.
Probably was about 8 o'clock by then.
Talk about their childhood interactions. And I said, what if him liking the childhood perviness was a red flag?
Oh my God, this is okay. We could talk about this at the end, but this is so wrong.
Yes. He says, I quite liked it. He says that, and I'm like, no. She even talks about the age difference, and he's like, oh, it's all right. And I'm like, oh, no. No, I understand where they're trying to go with this, but that's not right.
It just makes me feel sick.
Yeah, I understand you're trying to do a bit of Pride and Prejudice.
This is worse than Never Been Kissed levels.
Yeah.
Okay? This is awful.
Yeah.
This is just an awful interaction. I can understand what they're trying to do. It's a little throwaway line.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's not
trying to be a little romantic comedy thing, but it doesn't work.
It doesn't
work.
It's
just creepy. Yeah, it's really
just creepy.
Yeah. What if she gave her mates a heads up as they entered the room going, Mark Darcy's here too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the interaction.
There is no opportunity to. They,
I thought the interaction's quite good. And I also feel like the gay friend saying the same line that Mark says about her.
Yeah, we love you just the way you are. Yes.
It's fucking brilliant.
Yeah,
Mark Darcy realizes where that comes from.
Yes, yeah.
And he
knows that she's talked to her friends about
that. Yeah, and actually I think that's kind of endearing. I think he likes that. That's really nice.
Yeah.
What if Daniel doesn't turn up?
Yeah, what if the friend doesn't let Daniel in? She's got the new suitor in the room.
Yeah.
Just say, no, she's not here.
Yeah.
She lets him in.
Yeah, she just lets him in.
Make that awkward.
Well, what if, instead of letting him in, what if she goes, oh, wait, he comes back upstairs and goes to Bridget, oh,
someone's here.
And then Bridget comes over instead of it being in front of Mark and says,
it's all at the doorway.
Daniel's here, I want to tell him to fuck off. Can I tell him to fuck off?
Yeah.
I reckon she would probably
say, yep, go for that.
She might have, depending on whether her and Mr. Darcy get a bit hot and heavy before. Like, if they don't, maybe she still wants to see Daniel. But because he's right there, she can't not talk to him.
Yeah, she brings him right up into the dinner table.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's not right.
Anyway. It's a weird unit.
In her mind, her weird, stupid mind, she thought she invited him too because Mark was there. So why wouldn't she have invited Daniel?
Perhaps,
Fucking idiot. It's just a stupid move by her friend.
Definitely is. And then she decides to take Daniel outside to talk to him.
Mm.
And he gives her the whole, I was dumb and she's left me and whatever. Yeah. What if she just said tough and told him to leave?
Yeah. We're not talking about this now. You have to leave.
Yeah, you have to leave. It's my birthday dinner with my friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
and he'd be like, oh, why is Mark Darcy here? And she'd be like, because he's one of my friends.
She should have just shut it down immediately. She didn't. She endured him, and I don't know why she does
that. Well, she still wants him. Because she's not sure what Mark Darcy is doing, right? Mark Darcy has a girlfriend. He's turned up. He's been very nice to her.
Mm.
But she's also at this stage thinking that Mark Darcy's a bad guy who's stolen.
Does he have a girlfriend? He has an associate that he's working with.
I'm pretty sure that she's...
Because when she says, you know, when are you going to grab that? And she goes, I'm working on it. Doesn't mean they're dating. They never get introduced as a girlfriend. They went
to a couples thing. Every time they're together, she's constantly... She's the girlfriend.
Yeah. They never introduce her. No, not like that.
But
mind, he's not seeing it.
Yeah, but in... Okay, but this is the thing.
I know.
He's got someone, right?
Yeah.
And she's not sure how serious he is.
Mm.
So she's also got Daniel, who's desperate for her.
Yeah.
So in her mind, don't turn Daniel down.
Yes.
Because it may not be happening with Mark. No.
Yeah, true.
God, this is fucking... I'm talking about so much rom-com shit right now.
It's really hectic.
This is so not my wheelhouse, Liz.
Yeah, I know it's not. Sorry, darling.
But let me just say that is what I think is happening.
Yeah.
Is I think that... And what we're supposed to think is happening is that she's not sure. At this point, she still thinks that Mark did the dirty on Daniel.
Yeah.
And that Mark could be a bad guy,
mm-hmm.
but she doesn't know. Like, he seems nice enough,
mm-hmm.
but he's very cold.
Mm-hmm.
So she probably still is unsure what to do in this situation.
Yeah.
So she's keeping her option open.
So Mark leaves.
Yes.
But then he comes back and wants to fight.
Yes, he comes back and wants to go outside.
You think if he just left,
yeah.
Do you think that would... I think it would have actually worked in his favour.
Mark's favour?
Yeah. Because she comes back to Daniel and says, what are you here for? Like, why did you come?
Yeah.
Like, why, you know, sort of thing. So she turns around, she gets a bit angry.
Yeah.
I just think Mark leaving on his own accord, he's in better favour than Daniel, who's rocked up and being a dick.
Yeah, perhaps.
At the end of the fight, she calls them both children.
Yeah, perhaps.
Mm.
I don't know if, yeah, maybe. Maybe it would have.
She can't figure out why he's acting that way.
Mark only sees her at selected events, so he has to really optimize his time with her.
I suppose it's fair enough.
Because he won't ever see her again until someone has a party.
No, well, he knows where she lives now, but that won't make a
difference. But he won't turn up at her house.
No, correct.
This is the only time he's actually ever turned up at her house.
And look how well it went.
Yeah, it didn't go well for him, so he might not do it again.
That's true.
So then we go outside, and instead of dueling pistols, we end up with what I like to call not really Jackie Chan moves. So I said, what if they both could fight, at least in some way?
What about the gay friend? What if your instinct for a fight was to go and gather an audience?
Okay.
He runs across to the Greek restaurant. And goes, fight.
What?
Fight.
So I've got, what if the wog boy intervenes? Nick Giannopoulos comes out.
It gets pretty, the language gets pretty saucy. They start calling him Malacca and all sorts of stuff.
Like a Malacca.
Yeah, yeah.
They start doing the dance together.
That's a bad word in Greek.
Yeah, I know.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah. So
I don't know a lot of languages, but I do know a lot of swear words in different languages.
Yeah.
That's not a good one.
What if Nick Giannopoulos and his friend Curls with the Girls?
Yes.
Curls Get the Girls.
Yeah, yeah.
They're in that Wog Boy restaurant.
They start dancing.
And they start doing the dance. Yeah. And then all of a sudden she goes, oh, wait, I think I like Nick Giannopoulos more.
Yeah, I think I want some couscous with that.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That should be the way it works. Bit of Greek salad. Yummy, yummy.
So I've got, what if she takes Mark's side in this, right?
Yeah.
What if in this fight, they're all yelling and whatever like that, what if Mark finally says?
Yes, that's what I was waiting for in this altercation. I wanted that.
You slept with my wife.
Yeah.
Because if he says that to him directly, yes. Daniel
doesn't have a shirt.
Daniel can't turn around and go, oh, no, no, that's wrong.
Yep, she would have just told him to fuck off.
Yeah.
And then there would have been a bit more, there wouldn't have been that misunderstanding.
Yeah, she could take Mark's side at this point.
Yeah.
Mm. And all of a sudden, Daniel gets fucked off. Yeah. And it's just about her and Mark.
Yeah.
And I think it works.
Awkward dinner party where he announces he's going to move to America. None of that.
None of that happens.
Yeah.
But that makes it less rom-commy, so no, less romantic.
But you don't need any more back and forth at this point. I feel like that's a good climax to fight.
So then after that, I think she goes back to, she's with her dad or something. It's like Christmas.
Quickly on the fight still.
Yeah.
I said, what if all fights started on a birthday but stopped for cake? They all stop and start singing. Happy birthday. What's the name?
Did you? Yeah, whatever your name is.
Whatever your name is.
What did you notice that when they keep fighting again?
Yeah.
That when they go out through the window,
yeah,
I might be wrong about this, but I have a feeling that they cut the scene in a weird way. They've got a different plate glass window, and then
they show stuntmen them, probably,
because the writing on the actual window when they actually impact the window, it looks like different writing.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like they just got another bit of plate glass, like another window from somewhere else. Mm. They had writing on it. They didn't care about syncing it up, and they just like crashed through it.
Yeah,
because I don't know.
And
if
then
I'm...
they set up the next scene of them on the floor.
Yeah,
with the safe glass.
With the safe glass. Yeah.
Yes, because they would have been lying on it.
Exactly.
Yeah, 100%. I said, what if one of them had died?
Yeah.
In that scene, in that fight.
What if they'd hurt? What if one of them was a better fighter than the other and had actually just beaten them up?
Beaten to a bloody pulp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it really matters. It makes a difference because at the end. Mark kind of wins the fight.
I can take that off with some stuff later if you give me a chance. I've got orange
oil. Do you want me to pause rather than...
I can hear our conversation. Okay. I've got orange oil that takes the sticky off.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the laundry.
Just so you guys know, yeah. Our daughter is trying to peel some stickers off.
If you need to take sticky off something, orange oil. It's
orange
great.
Oil is very good.
It's a genius move. Yeah, I mean, one of them could have easily beat the other one to a bloody pulp and probably should have, but their chances and their life, but then you saw their fighting style.
Their fighting style is very bad.
Fucking hilarious.
But it looked like they were trying to stamp out a fire at some point.
In each other's faces?
Yeah. Now, that's like the kicking was just not coordinated.
Yeah, they weren't fighters.
Which I appreciate because in this
that's what
time,
a realistic fight scene would be. These guys aren't stylized violence. They're not Van Damme and whatever.
I've said this before, I think, hopefully I said on this podcast.
Mm.
Is that in the old days, so I'm talking about the old Hollywood, right?
Mm.
It was like boxing was like the martial art, right?
Yes.
And everyone just like squared up boxing-wise.
Yes. Yeah, it was just then, punching.
Then you had like the 70s and 80s where the martial arts cinema kind of became, like it was still cult, but it became a little bit thing.
Yeah.
And so you through the 80s, you had the macho guys with the guns, but they would punch, but... They weren't really, they were just punching, right? And then you got to the 90s and guys like Van Damme or whatever, all of a sudden there was kickboxer.
Yeah.
And people were actually fighting with that.
Yeah.
And then nowadays, you've still got all the kung fu parts, or I would call it kung fu, but like martial arts.
Yeah.
But you've also got free running. Everyone's always free running on shit nowadays.
Yeah.
So it's like this weird evolution of fights. So if you watch a fight in a modern movie and you watch a fight in the 1960s movie, they don't look anything like because of all the different things that have happened.
Yeah.
So... We just need to keep moving on because we're going to get to end this movie.
I know. Because, we didn't have a lot of notes. We've been talking for a long time. Sorry, guys. Your ear holes must be so tired.
That's okay. And we also now know orange oil is very good for taking off sticky things.
There you go. It's a community service that we provide here at Scriptical.
You'll probably
notice. We're big on the education.
Yeah. I mean, you've got that little bit there. You probably noticed a couple of little pauses there because we were just discussing with our daughter how to get the orange oil, where it was, and also how to use it.
Yeah. She had no idea there were cupboards in our laundry, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
Love it.
Anyway. Okay. So the next scene, he goes.
Christmas Day.
She's
hanging out with her dad. Yeah. Just the two of them together, which is super cute.
Yeah. I love him on with his little hat. His little thing
his
from
little
the bottom.
Cracker hat. That's so racist.
Bonbon. It's a bonbon.
Sorry. Bonbon.
Yeah. We call them crackers in Australia.
Yeah. That's right. We do. We're not racist.
No. We call a lot of things racist things we don't mean.
Yep.
Because they're just not, we don't have that.
My mother-in-law has a footrest that she calls a poof.
Oh, she calls it the poof.
And the little sausages, little
yeah,
boys.
Yeah, she calls them little boys. Yeah.
So many. It's so problematic. Anyway.
It really is, but she doesn't mean
it's
it.
It's cute. No, no, no. It's fine. It's just what everyone was raised on. But, you know, we move on and we grow. And this generation won't call them little boys.
Mm.
Not out loud anyway.
No, that's right. So, they're there and they're watching the mum on the TV,
mm-hmm.
and he says, "Oh, he's getting it." Now he just looks red.
Yeah,
that Jimmy guy. Yeah. And then so
she goes to go to bed.
She says, "I'm going to Bedfordshire."
Yeah, Bedfordshire, which is bad in British.
Oh, which actually implies, but anyway, it's quite stupid. Anyway, she goes upstairs,
yeah.
And then the mum walks in,
mm-hmm.
and I said, "What if calling her a daft cow?" was met with a hug.
Yes.
Every time.
Yeah.
So you daft cow.
Yes.
And you get a hug.
Yeah.
So what if he doesn't take her back?
Maybe that's just his term of endearment for her.
It is, though.
I told you the day that I was walking with my friend and she fell over.
Yeah.
And then we proceeded to do laps and she'd stacked it so she grazed her leg and she was limping.
Yeah.
And then she proceeded to do the same thing where she was walking with almost off the track.
Yes, I know.
The same thing was going to happen. And what did I do?
Mm.
I said, "Don't do that, you stupid cunt."
Yeah. I don't know.
I called her a fucking idiot or something. Yeah. I think I used the C word because I only use the C word when I'm at home in the
car. Or when you're talking to Jim Jefferies.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
But yeah. Oh, you can. Yeah. But yeah. And then afterwards I was like sending her a message going, "Oh, I didn't mean to call. Like, I didn't call. You know, I didn't mean like."
Yeah,
she goes, "No, I get it."
It's fine.
Yeah. But that's my.
I'm assuming it's.
An idiot. Stop it.
It's supposed to be a turn of the deal. It's supposed to be like. He's supposed to be saying like, "I forgive you.
Yeah.
You were being an idiot, but I forgive you."
Yeah.
Realistically, this mum is an awful character.
She really is. I dislike her very much, and that father deserves.
He deserves better.
Maybe she just had a brief moment, midlife crisis.
She did, but she went
off. She lost her identity. Which I don't know how you do that when your child is 32 years old.
Yeah.
I feel like you would do that much earlier in the relationship.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if. Yeah. I mean, maybe she could have talked to her husband a bit better.
We've been together for 25 years.
Yeah.
I know that there's no better out there for me.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. I don't even need to look, though. I know that. It's like when we go places or when we go to, for example, work Christmas party, you know, I just get to experience others and other relationships. I just go, lock this in. Can I lock this in anymore?
Eddie.
Can I put a ball and chain around our legs, like connect us together? Like, just I want to lock this. I know I'm married to you and I have 3 children with you, but I just need to secure you just a little bit tighter. Don't look at me like that.
This is psychotic.
I put the hot and psychotic.
You
I told you this. I
You've
told
me
that this morning.
Before. Yes. Did you?
This morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was yesterday. That's okay.
Yeah. Maybe it was.
I think it was.
I'm too crazy to know what day it is.
She's crazy, man.
It's the time between Christmas and when people go back to New Year. And everyone doesn't know what day it is.
No.
I don't know what time it is.
No one knows what day it is.
No, I don't know who I am. I need to sit down.
Who are you?
I'm turning into Ricky Bobby's coach. Not Ricky Bobby.
Anyway, let's get. What the hell are you talking
Bobby
about?
Bobby Boucher.
Jesus Christ. I think you've lost your mind.
Let me get this back
on track somehow.
Yeah.
Okay, so he calls her a daft cow.
Yeah.
Right? And then they get back together.
It'd be interesting if her dad didn't take her back, but it's a nice way to wrap up that.
But this is important that the mum comes back.
Yes.
Because if the mum doesn't come back.
Then they go to the party.
No. Because the mum tells the story.
I don't think the dad and her alone would be going to this event.
No, that's also true.
They wouldn't be going to the Darcy's anniversary.
Because the Darcy thing is on.
Marriage is over.
But also because the mum tells her the truth.
Yes.
The mum could have at any time said.
Could have mentioned this earlier.
Mark.
Yeah, especially when she's trying to spook him.
Yeah, especially when she's spook him. Because this is the thing, right? He's a divorcee, right?
He's been hurt.
Now, he's a divorcee.
Mm.
I feel like the mum, to make this, especially to make it go a bit better, she could say, because divorce could mean that he was an asshole,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Divorce could mean a terrible thing.
Yeah.
Divorce could mean that he was cheating on her
just
or whatever.
A subheading, he was a raging alcoholic or.
Yeah, it could be anything.
Yeah, they,
and,
they
the mum
fell
explains,
apart.
The mum explains, you know, he's divorced, his wife cheated on him with his best friend.
Yep, so simple.
That
she
would have
unfaithful.
Solved all of the problems
for
the last hour of this movie.
Yeah, yeah,
because
but no, we need angst.
As soon as what's-her-name tells the story about, oh, yeah, no, he, whatever, with my fiancé,
she'd be like,
hold on.
That's not what I heard.
Yeah. Well,
I'm
might
sure
not know it was him,
it.
But she'd be like, yeah, well, maybe, you know, I heard that his wife, you know, he left his wife because she, you know, whatever,
yeah.
with another man.
Yeah.
Yeah, she put two and two together. Yeah, she's not that dumb.
She would have got some clarification.
She would have worked
stupid,
this out.
But she would have heard.
Yeah, she would have definitely worked this out. So anyway, the mum tells the thing. Now, I said, what if the Japanese wife had left Mark because it was Christmas and she needed to get some KFC?
Maybe he wouldn't sink down to her level and go, no, I'm not having KFC on Christmas.
That's right.
We do not do that. We are British.
You guys who don't know that out there, that is a Japanese tradition to have KFC on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So
we tried to do that, but
we tried to do it,
closed.
And the KFCs around us were all closed.
Yeah, yeah.
So too bad for Japanese people that live in Western Sydney.
I know, right?
They wouldn't be able to have their.
They must all live in North Ryde and
maybe they live in North Ryde
and
near the airport. Yeah, because that's the only two ones that I could see were open.
Obviously.
Anyway,
but yeah, Japanese tradition for us.
Yes.
What if Darcy? So they she gets ready, and I said, what if her driving fast kills them all?
Yep.
She tells the dad to get out so she can drive faster.
Yep, exactly.
If the dad continues to drive at the speed he is, do they miss the announcement?
I don't think so. They're there for a long time. She has a whole conversation with him.
Maybe that doesn't get to take place. If the dad continues to drive, she doesn't get to have the conversation, and then they get the announcement and she just thinks it's done and leaves.
Yeah, maybe, but I don't think that is what is happening. I feel like she's at that party for a reasonable amount of time before that announcement happens.
It feels that way. Although she seems to go straight for him.
Yeah.
Seems to be get there and go find him.
Go find Darcy. Yeah. Go find Mr. Darcy.
Go find him.
So
maybe she misses a chance to talk to him.
The announcement happens.
Yes.
And she goes.
Yes.
And then she tries to get her thing out of it. And I said, what if someone says something at the Darcy party about this? What if someone actually tries to shut her up?
Yes, tries to. Okay, all right, let's have a toast.
Yeah, what if someone doesn't just leave her out to dry?
Or the mum just goes, let's go to desserts.
What if Mark, what if Mark actually says, because they're not supposed to say anything at the party, right? What if the father says that thing or whatever and Mark sort of says something like, it's not done yet, Dad, or whatever, or, you know, like, oh, he's so under the thumb of his parents and this woman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, what if Mark turns to her and just goes, no, it's just whatever.
Yeah.
Or when she starts saying something.
Because you don't want to cause a scene. You're British. Yeah. So you go along with it even though it's untrue.
Yeah.
That's the trope in these movies.
What if she says something like, no, you know, losing such like that, and he basically says, well, I don't think I'd be lost to the English people forever, and maybe plans can change.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You know, he can still say it in that way. Yes. That's cheeky. That's English still.
Yeah.
They've
obviously gotten this impression because of her.
Yeah.
But he doesn't seem shocked by it or upset by it.
No, no.
So he knows that's probably going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe that's what they've
been
told.
He just goes along with things just way too easy.
Yeah. Did you have a good look at Mark's mum?
No.
When they shot the parents together?
No.
She looked more mannish than the dad.
Oh, really? I didn't notice that.
At one point, I thought, what if she was actually a man? I had flashbacks to watching The Birdcage with, what's his name?
Gene Hackman?
Yeah, Gene Hackman in drag. She was very mannish. Not saying anything wrong with that, but, sorry, Mark. What if Bridget just ran out crying like a normal person?
Yeah, she could have.
Instead of going, no, 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 no. That's a British thing. That's a British thing to have an outburst like that. That's an American thing.
Yes.
To have an outburst like that. Yes. She's not British.
No.
I know she's not the normal British person, but it's just not a normal thing to do.
Yeah, I just think.
I feel like that's out of sorts for this whole movie.
I just
movie
feel like she's
her.
Not supposed to say anything. And just the you're supposed to feel like there's so much emotion that she really wants Mark so much. That when she hears it, she can't control herself.
Yeah.
That's the idea, is that she can't control herself.
Mm-hmm.
And that she will just say things when she's not supposed to. That's what he says to her.
Mm-hmm.
You will talk when you're not supposed to talk.
Yes.
And he does. And she does. She just goes, no. And then she's like, but what if she just went, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
And just didn't keep talking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She tries to dig up stupid.
Yes.
And it doesn't work.
Yeah, she plays with her words rather than her emotions.
So she goes back to her apartment.
Yes.
And she does whatever she's going to do.
Yeah, she's just hanging out.
Now, she does the...
new diary?
No, well, it's still the same diary.
Oh, it's still the same.
She goes to the front page where it says Bridget Jones's diary, and she changes the name to The Diary of Bridget Jones, Spinster and Lunatic. Yeah. And I said, what if her diary change name was actually the movie title?
Yeah.
What if they changed the name of the movie from Bridget Jones's Diary to The Diary of Bridget Jones, Spinster and Lunatic?
I like it. It's catchy.
I feel like the movie would actually maybe do you think it would do as well if it was called The Diary of Bridget Jones, Spinster and Lunatic?
I like it.
I think it would do.
I think it would do just as good. Yeah, I don't think that affects it at all. If not, it probably improves it because it's got lunatic in the title, which is catchy.
Yeah, I feel like it would make a lot more sense to call it that in some ways.
Yeah. Cool. It's like the Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
So Mark turns up again.
Yes.
And
well, before that, they say her friends turn up and say they're going to take her to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
You're jumping pivotal bits, Dave.
Oh, sorry, Paris.
And then they grabs her.
Which would be weird if it was Juliette Binoche, because you're like, oh, that's like home.
I'm going home. Oh, anyway, they pack her bags and her passport, and then she's standing at the front trying to sort her keys. I said, what if she'd sorted her keys sooner?
Yep.
Or her friends had arrived just a bit sooner?
Yep.
I reckon they would have got in the car.
Yep, and she goes.
And she misses him completely.
Yep.
And then they almost have a moment.
Would he have followed them to the airport, and they would have the airport scene?
No, he wouldn't have followed them to the airport. He was there by foot. Well, he didn't drive. You're in London.
Maybe
no one,
get on
no
his
one
horse.
Apparently owns cars in London, from what I've heard.
Get on his horse and...
Oh, Mr. Darcy.
Mr. Darcy.
So then they almost kiss, the friends cock block them once. They almost kiss again, the friends cock block them again.
Guys.
I'm just like, God, fucking go to Paris.
Why do they do
them.
That?
I don't know.
That's like, they're good friends until that point.
Yeah, let her have a bit of cock. Jesus. I said, what if, and then they leave, and I said, what if her friends use her passport to do incriminating things on her behalf in Paris? They've got her ID. They could do whatever they want. They could ruin her life.
Oh, but they're her friends. They wouldn't do that.
They cock-block her twice. They're not her friends. No friend cock-blocks another friend. Not twice in a row. Not when it's fucking obvious.
Oh, and also, this needs to happen.
Yeah.
This needs to finish our movie off.
Yes, it does. Like, it needs to come all over her face.
It needs to.
Yeah, that's right.
We
both
need
the same gesture.
We need the release.
Yeah.
But they can't do it now because we have to have the final twist. Bit
yeah, just a little bit.
Doesn't make sense.
Which is just a misunderstanding.
Why don't
he
they
reads
just
her diary
here?
And it looks like he's just leaving. I said, what if she just jumped him in the door? Like they just jump each other and just have hot, passionate sex.
Well, that's
not
right.
British,
what if she
though.
Doesn't? What
she's
if she
got to go change her panties?
Go
to something.
Change her panties, right?
She changes her entire outfit, not just her panties. Yeah. She's wearing a blue singlet.
Yeah, she doesn't need to do this.
No.
Also,
stupid.
What if she hadn't left the diary out? What if he doesn't read the diary? What if he sees the diary? And goes, this is her diary, and doesn't read it because
yes,
he's supposed to be a gentleman.
A gentleman, yes. Yep. Instead of buying her a new one. Do you have to really buy her a new one at this point and walk out on her and appear that you've left her again?
Okay. The buying the diary thing is bogus. It is the most – it's the stupidest thing I've ever seen, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense because it's just there so that we can have this final him walking away and her thinking she's lost everything again.
Yeah.
But he's actually just buying her a diary and isn't it sweet?
Correct.
That's so fucking dumb.
Yep.
Also, I've said, what if, because she runs down the street, so she's got her, she's in her underpants and a singlet,
yes.
And she puts a jacket over the top,
and
she puts
on.
Shoes on with no socks because she's a fucking animal. Anyway, sorry, we lost one of the microphones. She's down the
my
street
mouth.
An animal. Yeah.
Ran it out.
Your mouth.
Because I laughed too hard.
You laughed too hard at
fucking animal. I put on my shoes without socks on once in my life.
Yeah. But
I
you
proud
said,
of it.
You
I'm
said to me, we lost communication. We lost communication with the laptop. And you said to me, that just shows David wouldn't come after me. And I said, and what I was saying
I
was.
I did say that.
And
David
and
wouldn't chase me.
Yeah, but you could wait 10 seconds with two fucking socks on. But also, the other thing too is that.
She hasn't got her shit together to find socks in 10 seconds.
You would not be reading my diary, and I wouldn't be keeping a diary, first of all, because I'm not that kind of person. But reading a diary and then going out and making the pretend thing like you're walking off so that you can buy me another diary?
Yeah.
It's just weird. This is mental case.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
It is strange.
So I said when
one
she
last
goes.
Misunderstanding for the road.
Exactly.
It's heart wrenching.
Oh my God. When, because you got to have kissing and you got to have kissing in the snow.
Yes, yes.
But kissing in the snow could have happened 5 minutes ago, but they didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's where they should have finished this movie.
Yes.
So she goes running after him, and mm-hmm. so she's wearing a singlet, she's yeah. wearing the underpants, she's wearing the jacket over the top, just yeah. a little cardigan thing.
What if she hadn't seen her diary open? What if she just thought, oh, he's gone and fucking left me again? Well, fuck him. Yeah. He doesn't bother. So she stays at home.
Yeah, and he just comes back.
But she's just like, fuck you.
Yeah, she's like, where'd you go?
Yeah, he
goes, to buy you another diary. Like, why are you reading my diary, you weirdo? What the fuck is wrong with you? That's a different ending.
Time, right?
That could have just waited.
Yeah, that's
a nice I'm getting end. Ready to, you know, to have intimacy with you.
Yes.
And you've gone off to get a diary.
I put on my leopard pants just for this occasion.
What if the diary, what if you couldn't find a diary and you went all over town and it took like an hour and a half?
I know, right? Because what if it'd be like me, oh, doesn't this store, I've got to go to this store.
What if she called her friends and they came back and then she decided just to go to Paris without him?
Well, yes, that would have been funny. He would have come back and she would have been gone, Steve.
Exactly. Anyway, so my other what if, which mm-hmm. would, which I said really nicely the first time, but we'll do this, is what if when she's going down the street, she's – see, the timing of this is really bad now.
Sorry.
That's all right. What if she's wearing her Music Town apron?
That's right, Music Town apron. She bumps into Rex Manning.
And Rex Manning's there mm-hmm. and she's like dark blue, mm-hmm. royal blue.
Liv Tyler just runs past going, I'm really high up on coke.
Well, it's very white around there.
Sorry, she has speed, not coke.
She's really white. She's
yep.
Use her to street sweep. She's just, they just tell her it's ice.
And instead
she's
of a snowblower, like... she's a snow sucker.
She gets salty, though.
You know, that's another conversation I had with your sister at Christmas about the fact that it's called a blowjob, but what you actually do is suck.
Okay, why did you have that conversation with my sister at Christmas?
I was in a weird mood.
Oh, I could tell you were in a weird mood.
Considering on the way there, I was crying because I passed my family home and it made me upset. Mm-hmm. And then I got there and all of a sudden I didn't
have you like turned your hat backwards.
I did.
You
I
flicked the switch. I didn't
have the ability
yeah.
to mask who I was.
Yeah.
And I thought, it's been long enough. I'm yeah. not going to.
Just be you.
But it wasn't
no, they know who you are. Yeah.
To the point where I said to your sister, I said, can you imagine if you blew whilst you were doing that act? You just blow raspberries on it?
God's sake. That was quite funny. Of course you did. It's hilarious.
You know what? I might have given some, but I was also receiving. I was given.
Okay. Could you,
conversationally.
You were with your fingers given, just then doing like a. Like you were.
It looked like
you were cupping the balls is what you really looked like you were doing there.
Conversation-wise, I was
no, you weren't cupping the balls conversation-wise. No.
Conversation-wise, I was getting the green light to keep going.
Oh, yeah.
They antagonized me. Your dad said something incredibly rude, too, while we were in the bank.
I don't want to know about it.
No, I won't tell you because you don't want to hear it, but it was quite funny, and I was almost floored to the point where I was going to fall off my chair because mm-hmm. I didn't think. And then he responded to it, and I went, I didn't mean for it to come out that way.
That's what she said.
That's right. I did that quite a few times, too.
Fair yes, enough. Anyway, Music Town apron.
Yeah, Music Town apron. So yeah.
Have you got any more after her running into him?
They there and they're kissing.
Yeah.
And the old lady are going giving her dirty looks and stuff like yes. that. And I said, what if the old woman knew just how to jog on?
Yeah. How to jog on.
Just jog on.
Jog on.
What if she got flat frostbite?
Yeah.
And I said, what if good boys didn't fucking kiss like that? He's not a good boy.
He's not a good boy.
No, he's not a good
he's
boy.
He's a bad boy.
Yes.
He's bad boy Mark.
He's just...
Bad boy for love.
Bad boy Darth there. And then came the credits where we, for the first time, experienced the American cut of this movie.
So we watched it off a streaming site which had the American version. Every other time we've ever watched it, it's been the Australian version.
Yes. So apparently there are different endings. And then the ones that we have is the director or somebody talking about the relationships between...
Yes.
It's Bridget
Yeah, it's like a mockumentary thing yes. where they're talking and everyone's talking about their relationships, right?
Yeah.
And that's a good ending. I like that ending.
Yes, if anything at all.
This time it's the pedophile ending.
Yes, it's the home videos of Bridget and Mark.
And splashing in the pool, right?
Yes. And her stealing cigarettes and pretending to smoke cigarettes. Is mm-hmm. it like a four-year-old kid?
Yes, she's supposed to be
like four.
And drinking alcohol. And
grabbing a bottle of wine and then drinking half a bottle of wine.
Yes.
This is a four-year-old kid, mind you.
Yeah.
Doing this.
Yeah.
And then taking off her dress and just running through his paddling pool in her undies.
Mm-hmm.
And then
him looking at her in a weird way.
Yes.
And then holding her hand.
No, but he's dressed in a proper suit with a tie.
With a bow tie.
Yeah, bow tie. And then he's doing painting at an easel to prove how cultured he is and yes. how proper he is.
It's the dumbest ending
then I've ever he's seen. In a robe because he's been in the paddling pool and she's naked and she kisses him.
I don't remember.
She kisses him or something.
Yes.
And then he holds her hand.
He holds her hand.
I'm like, no.
No, he's 8, she's 4.
Yeah.
That's not right.
What if they left out the pedophilic home videos? This is not good. This
also,
is not appropriate. Nope.
Okay, so this, all the way through the movie, mm-hmm. every interaction with the families of the Darcys and the Joneses
mm-hmm.
is the families are quite, you know,
proper
and everything, right?
Yes, yeah, they wouldn't have let this fly.
What
the
fuck? There's no way this would have happened.
Yeah.
There is no fucking way this ever would have happened.
It's so wrong.
It's just so wrong.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I don't understand why they put it in and why they kept it in. I don't care. Why would you have a different version?
Again, why do they need post credits anyway?
Yeah, why do you
why
need
can they just finish and have the
countries?
Movie finish?
So, I don't know why you need different versions for different countries.
Have bloopers. We told you already,
God,
guys.
Bloopers.
Have bloopers.
Bloopers
just
are
have bloopers.
The future. Do that. But yeah, people don't do that. So that was Bridget Jones's Diary.
That is Bridget Jones's Diary.
She's done, and she's
yeah.
Until the sequel, she's done.
She's done. Oh look, I like Bridget Jones's Diary.
You like it the best
like
out of all of them?
This first one.
Yeah, I think the third one is probably my favorite.
That's only because you've got Derek in it.
No, because it's funnier.
I must admit that I don't think I like any of the Bridget Jones's Diary movies that much.
Yeah.
This one I've seen more than the others.
Yes, you have.
I don't remember the second one. It's called Edge of Reason or some shit.
Yeah, it's the again, same fight between him and Daniel.
Makes no fucking sense.
Yeah.
Just have one and end it.
Yes, I know. He's too busy with work and she's not happy and stuff like that.
So she does her mum's thing.
Yeah, yeah. He does miss, he does, like you can see, he's a workaholic.
Yeah.
They're at a Sunday dinner and he's work and they're doing stuff on work. So he's quite clearly, you know, his job comes first.
Yeah.
So you see that in a person.
Look, I don't think I really enjoy Bridget Jones' Diary that much.
Fair enough.
But I don't hate it. It's just a movie.
Sorry, I didn't realise the no socks thing would get you offside. So
oh,
quickly.
My God. Fucking wear socks. What is wrong with people?
Even sockets? Even like just a little
sockets are fine because it's actually something between you and the shoe.
Yeah.
Because what happens is you sweat.
Yes, but the sweat goes through the sock, but at least it's not as bad.
The sock kind of holds the sweat.
Yeah, the shoe still stinks.
Your
it's not to that bad.
Shoes are going to stink.
Yeah.
Worse than the vegan fart. It's just, it's not good.
Worse
okay.
than the vegan fart. I'm impressed with that one.
Thank you. I worked
hard
on that one.
Thank you for looking at this movie with me, even though it caused you quite discomfort.
Oh, it didn't cause me discomfort. I'm not a big fan of Bridget Jones's Diary. So
that's the one where she gets milked real hard.
And that's the one where she keeps wearing shoes without socks. It's fucking
She's
dairy.
A fucking animal.
It's fucking fungus on her feet.
What movie are we going to watch next week?
We're not going to watch anything where people don't wear socks, I'll tell you that. I'm going to have a think about it.
Okay.
Because I'm not sure at this point.
Socks.
Okay.
Yes.
So I thought about a theme.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't find one.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to... We talked about him already.
Did we? We
talked about the main person of this. We're going to do a movie called Can't Buy Me Love.
Ooh,
with
Derek.
Patrick Dempsey. Another rom-com, so it's like rom-com January,
Jesus,
new year, new beginnings.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't know, I just thought if we're going to do a rom-com, let's do it right.
Fair enough. This is the right one, obviously. I picked the wrong one.
I don't know if it's the right one, but I just know that this movie's interesting, and I haven't seen it in a long, long time.
I don't know if I've actually ever watched it in its entirety before.
I think I have, I can't remember it, but I feel like it's an interesting one, and I feel like it was either that or I had to pick something just completely out of left field. And because I was looking for stuff and it came up, and I went, okay, let's do this one.
That's fair enough. It's the progressive next step to the next step.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, you guys be good, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.